We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494, as we react to the hiring of Nick Sirianni as the next Eagles head coach. Not one we saw coming, at least not until a couple days ago, but one we now are trying to, you know, kind of formulate a gut feeling on. And my gut feeling, before we bring on someone that give us some real background on the guy, is a good one. Everything I've read, everything I've heard, I get a good feeling about Nick Sirianni and the idea this guy could become a good head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles. But let's bring on a guy that knows. Andrew Walker is a writer for the Colts. He has covered this guy as he's been an offensive coordinator there in Indianapolis for the last three seasons. What are we getting in Nick Sirianni? Andrew Walker, what's up tonight, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for joining us because we needed to figure out who Nick Sirianni is and some background on him. So, Andrew, let's start with this. Nick's personality, the kind of personality he'll bring here as a coach, what did you observe? What did you get to know the last couple of years with him as the coordinator?
Yeah, well, you know, I before I was with the Colts, I spent a few years with the Washington football team. And so I was in the NFC. So I think I've got a decent grasp on Eagles fans. And what I think they're going to think of Nick Sirianni is this is going to be a great, great match. To me, a home run hire for the Eagles. And I'll tell you why. He's a guy that I think has a perfect demeanor to deal with today's players. You get the most out of players, and he has a great relationship, whether it's, you know, of course the offensive guys, but defensive guys, special teams guys seem to gravitate towards him too. There's that. But then he also has this element about him that he doesn't take crap. He doesn't accept crap. So don't play like crap. Don't miss your assignments. You better not line up wrong on that line of scrimmage, you know. You better not line up wrong, you know, in your alignment as a wide receiver, tight end, whatever. He's going to call you out in practice. Very fiery at times, too. So I think he has a very good kind of balance approach with players. He has a very good relationship with his coaches. And he's a guy that Frank Reich, frankly, has kind of, you know, I think shielded to try to keep him as long as he possibly could because he was so integral to the offensive system here in Indianapolis and everything Frank Reich, of course, had success with. So I think Eagles fans and the Eagles organization will soon find out that this is going to be a great marriage.
Andrew, let's talk about that scheme. You know, the architect, let's say Frank Reich, we know him from here, what he did with the Eagles as a coordinator and helping them win a championship. But just my perception, and you know, I've watched a lot of Colts games, but not every single snap for the past three seasons, is that Frank and Nick have kind of put together a malleable offense. It's changed. It's not been the same. You know, one year with Andrew Luck, and then another year with Jacoby Brissett, next year with Phillip Rivers. And the reason why this is pertinent to us right now is we don't know who the quarterback's going to be here next season. There's a lot of feeling that this hire was to help bring Carson Wentz back to life as a quarterback, but it also could be Jalen Hurts, two different kinds of quarterbacks. How about the offense in Indianapolis that Sirianni helped run? What was it as different year to year as kind of my mind tells me? What did you think?
Yeah, you know, my very first conversation I ever had with Frank Reich was at the owners' meetings right after he was hired. And we were just kind of chatting. And, you know, I told him about my background in Washington and with Sean McVay, how I was kind of there, you know, for his metamorphosis to being the guy, the play caller, to then being the stud, you know, young head coach with the Rams. And Frank Reich said, Nick Sirianni is my Sean McVay. So what I think you're getting now, of course, I think everyone knows by now, Nick hasn't necessarily been the play caller. And I think it's kind of like Frank in Philly with Doug Peterson, where Doug was the play caller, but Frank was very, very much involved. So Nick is in the same way, kind of what Frank was in Philly. And to your point, this Colts offense has been very multiple. That's been the goal. You know, one year, you know, last year the team was among the league's best at running the ball. And that was with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback, and they didn't really have the explosive play element that they wanted all the time. So they ran it, especially well with a really, really good offensive line. And then this year with Phillip Rivers, they got more of the chunks that they wanted. And then once Jonathan Taylor started kind of catching on late in the season, it was kind of things were kind of rounding into shape. And then I think, against the Bills, while you lost that game in the wild card round, I think the offense definitely at times was dominant in that game. So with Sirianni very much involved in that, very much involved in the, analytical decisions, the game planning, the scripting, all that stuff. You know, he worked hand in hand with Frank Reich. And when it comes to the quarterbacks, I think, in Nick Sirianni, you're getting a guy who's worked, very closely with Phillip Rivers at two different stops. He was his quarterback's coach with the Chargers, and he had, really good years, a few years ago, and then this year with the Colts. He's worked with Andrew Luck. He's worked with Jacoby Brissett, who was a Pro Bowl alternate a couple years ago. So there's kind of a multitude of quarterbacks that Nick Sirianni has worked with, and he's worked with very closely. So, whether it's Hurts, whether it's Wentz, and you've got to imagine, and like you said, you've got to imagine that Sirianni is kind of being brought in to try to get Wentz back up to where he was. I've got a lot of confidence that Nick Sirianni can get that done.
Andrew Walker, a writer for the Colts, joining us here. Talk about Andrew, talking about Nick Sirianni, the new head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Andrew, do you think he's ready? And I know it's kind of a loaded question, but just in your interactions with him, it is a big jump, right? The idea of going from a coordinator where you can kind of be shielded, and especially if you're not a play caller, from attention, from the media, from scorn if your team's not playing well, and then to become the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, where every word you say, we're going to dissect 24 hours a day. Do you think he's ready to take on the role of kind of being the face of a franchise?
Well, he better be, right?
Yes.
Especially there in Philly, they don't take too kindly when things don't go right immediately. So I think he's 100% he's ready to go. Like I said, I think, there was kind of inklings, maybe he's getting interviews for a couple years, these last couple years. And, you're just kind of waiting for the moment where it was like, okay, he's going to get his shot, and I think across the league, and maybe even Eagles fans right now are kind of like, who is this guy? But I'm telling you, he's, in league circles, especially in Indianapolis, you don't need to tell anyone, but in league circles, I think he's definitely been a name on a lot of people's lists of a riser, kind of like I said, like a Sean McVay a few years ago. And I'm sure, the Eagles are hoping that you can get the same kind of instant success that the Rams got in terms of that. And I think what Nick Sirianni will do, and what Frank has done a great job with guys like Nick, everyone around him, is he's going to build a staff of teachers around him, guys to develop players, not just kind of be coaches and coach the X's and O's, but develop guys. And when you draft well and you bring guys in to develop them and run your system well. So it's kind of the old cliche, players not plays, but I think that's one thing of a Frank Reich, Nick Sirianni offense the last few years, is they've really catered to the players. They've been aggressive. I think Eagles fans are well aware of being aggressive, but calculated in being aggressive. So I think it'll be a good mix, and definitely I think he's ready to go. Just his interactions with the media, in-house with us, like the Colts Productions type team, he's always willing to help however he can. Very happy-go-lucky type guy, family-oriented. But also, like I said, you get out on that practice field, you get out on the game field, it's serious business, and he expects perfection, and so I think that approach will work really well for him with the Eagles.
Andrew, last one for you. How about the way the players responded to him? Because that's always a significant part of this. I mean, you could be a good teacher, but if the pupils do not listen or absorb it, it's not going to work. And the other part about being a head coach, Andrew, and you know it, different stops and just observing the NFL as a fan, the players got to like you and want to run through a wall for you, whether they fear you like they might in New England, or they love you or they respect you. Whatever the emotion is, they got to be able to run through a wall for you, especially when times get tough. What did you notice of his interactions with players and the way that they kind of responded to him and his personality?
Well, you're talking about with Nick Sirianni, a guy that, you know, a D3 background in football, a really good receiver at Mount Union, you know, one of the top D3 schools in the nation. So kind of, you know, blue collar type in that approach, where, you know, he built himself into a really good small college football player. So I think players kind of appreciate that. But like I said, his players just kind of gravitate to him. He's got a great approach, you know, kind of happy-go-lucky type approach. But then I think they also respect the fact that he's going to keep them in line too. He's going to make sure that they're staying on their P's and Q's and sticking to the game plan and making sure everything's going smoothly. So he's a guy, I think practice, for the most part, practices are going to be nice and loose, and you know, what better guy to look up to and mold yourself after these last 3 years, a front seat to see how to build yourself as a head coach, than Frank Reich. So you know, that line of communication, I'm certain, will be almost daily, where these Nick's asking, hey, what would I do in this situation? How would you handle this? So what better guy to have as a resource than that, and a guy to watch for 3 years when it comes to just the approach with players, kind of that quiet demeanor, but you always respect them type demeanor. Now, Nick's a little bit more kind of, you know, I don't want to say abrasive, but he's definitely a little bit more emotional than a Frank Reich. But I think definitely he's going to take a lot of what Frank's done here with the Colts in this program that's been built very solidly with Chris Ballard at GM and Frank, and try to mirror that in Philadelphia.
Great stuff. Andrew, I really appreciate some time tonight. This was enlightening, and I'm sure the audience feels like we got to know a little bit more about Nick. Thank you again for hopping on.
All right, thanks for having me.
There he goes. Andrew Walker of the Indianapolis Colts. They're giving us a lot on the new head coach, the Eagles, Nick Sirianni. How about that quote in there? That at one point, because Andrew there, our guest, you know, he worked previously for the Washington football team, and when he was describing and talking to Frank Reich at some point about, yeah, you know, he kind of observed Sean McVay's upbringing in Washington before he got his own head coaching gig, Frank Reich told our guest there that Nick Sirianni is his Sean McVay. That's something.
Am I your Sean McVay?
I mean, is anyone's right-hand man, pupil, person they work with that's younger, is that the new thing? They're my Sean
Probably.
McVay? There's not many Sean McVays, though.
There's one that I'm aware of.
Yeah, but people think they're finding the next one.
Brendan Staley's the defensive Sean McVay.
And now we have Frank Reich's Sean McVay. Everyone's got their own Sean McVay. I do like that quote, though. 215-592-9494. What does all this mean for Carson Wentz? Does this all mean Carson Wentz is a lock to be the Eagles quarterback next year? I don't think it does. We'll discuss, unless you're here with Dan Orlovsky, Carson Wentz's biggest fan you'll ever meet, LTB member, what he had to say about Wentz and what the new coach here means for him. 215-592-9494. What's your gut feeling? A good one or a bad one on Nick Sirianni as the Eagles' new head coach? We'll discuss on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.